Cremation continued to be the most popular way for residents to say goodbye to their loved ones in 2023, with data showing this approach occurred nearly 3 times more than traditional burials. A report from the Parks and Recreation Department showed there were 14 regular burials at the Rosedale Cemetery during the fourth quarter of last year, compared to 23 cremation burials. Meanwhile, for 2023, there were 48 regular burials and 129 cremation burials, or 2.7 times more of the latter. In comparison, there were 59 regular and 173 cremation burials in 2022, 37 regular and 136 cremation burials in 2021 and 46 regular and 101 cremation burials in 2020. Meanwhile, the department received 110 requests for service between October 1 and December 31, 2023, and resolved 90, a completion of 82%. In comparison, during the same period in 2022, the department received 546 service requests and resolved 418, for a conclusion rate of 77%. For all of last year, Parks and Rec received 1,035 total service requests and resolved 903, for a conclusion rate of 87%. In comparison, there were 1,402 requests for service in 2022, with 1,066 resolved for a conclusion rating of 76%. Other highlights from Q4 included: the outdoor pickleball courts closed for the season in late October. There were 152 members with pickleball moose jaw last year. A new parks and open spaces supervisor started to replace the long-term parks supervisor who retired. A new horticulture and forestry supervisor position was created to oversee the department's forestry division, beautification initiatives and Crescent Park maintenance. The department renewed a ski trail maintenance agreement with Waccamaw Valley Authority and the Cross Country Ski Club for 1 year. The city renewed an agreement with the South Hill Community Association to operate and maintain the West Heath Outdoor Rink for 2 years. The department implemented a new internal operational regulations guide for the enforcement of Dutch elm disease on private property. Sports venue statistics. The fourth quarter report, presented during a recent city council meeting, also provided data about the usage of sports venues. At the Kinsman Sportsplex pool, 31,497 people used the venue in the fourth quarter, while there were 121,157 total users for the year. In comparison, those numbers were, respectively, 28,901 and 106,908 in 2022. 28,317 and 78,111 in 2021, and 13,206 and 51,441 in 2020. Meanwhile, there were 366 total aquatic memberships last year, compared to 343 in 2022, 343 in 2021 and 112 in 2020. Furthermore, for Recreation Pass memberships, there were 1,200 total last year, compared to 864 in 2022, 656 in 2021 and 527 in 2020. Also, there were 1,398 total memberships at the Yara Center, compared to 1,081 in 2022, 941 in 2021 and 613 in 2020. At the three hockey arenas, there were 1,958.75 users in the fourth quarter, with the Kinsman Arena being the busiest venue. Meanwhile, there were 4,737 total annual users of all three arenas. In comparison, those numbers were, respectively, 1,950 and 4,327.50 in 2022, 1,972 and 2,921.50 in 2021 and 1,324 and 3,200.50 in 2020. Of note, minor hockey comprised 56% of all users by hours, followed by figure skating at 11% and rush ice at 7%. At Yara Center, there were 5,625 users in the fourth quarter and 17,067 total annual users. In comparison, those numbers were, respectively, 6,798 and 23,699 in 2022, 5,870 and 8,731 in 2021 and 4,496 and 20,260 in 2020. Also, 21,221 people attended a drop-in program in Q4, while there were 72,039 total annual drop-in users. In comparison, those numbers were, respectively, 14,858 and 52,095 in 2022, 11,924 and 48,249 in 2021 and 7,838 and 17,476 in 2020. The next regular council meeting is Monday, March 11.